USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats are against the president's choice to replace Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, and he hasn't even named a nominee yet. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the president's already told Americans he'll seek a nominee who'll overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nationwide.
Equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Durbin speaks on Fox News Sunday. President Trump telling Fox it is possible with his next nominee, the high court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. President Trump congratulates Mexico's next president, tweeting congratulations to Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador after the leftist politician sweeps to victory Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
The FBI is reporting that agents have foiled what was going to be a 4th of July terror attack in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. A suspect now charged with attempted material support of a foreign terrorist organization. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the nation's biggest business organization, launching a campaign today opposing President Trump's trade tariff policies, as several countries and the EU today impose new tariffs on the U.S., President Trump is shrugging it off.
You know, when I was at the G7, I said, I have an idea. Everybody, I'll guarantee you, we'll do it immediately. Nobody pay any more tax. Everybody take down your barriers. No barriers, no tax. Everybody, are you all set? No more tax. Canada, you're not going to get 275% for your dairy, and you're going to take down all your barriers. We're going to take down all our barriers. We're going to take down all our taxes, right? You know what happened? Everybody said, can we get onto another subject?
That's the president speaking on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A tour boat explodes in the Bahamas over the weekend, leaving at least one American tourist dead and 10 other people injured. Royal Bahamas police say the boat was carrying 10 tourists and two Bahamians when an engine exploded, setting the boat on fire on Saturday morning. An American woman was killed. Four other Americans were airlifted to a hospital in Florida. And the U.S. Coast Guard says others are being treated at a hospital in Nassau. No word on the cause of that explosion. The suspense is over. The NBA's LeBron James announcing he's agreed to a 4-year, $154 million deal with LA's Lakers.
The superstar will now lead a young Lakers team that has been overmatched in recent years while rebuilding. This is the third time in 8 years James has changed teams. He returned to the Cavs in 2014 after four seasons in Miami. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And today is World UFO Day, dedicated to the existence of unidentified flying objects. UFO buffs are using the day to commemorate the alleged UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947. World UFO Day is meant to raise awareness about sightings and to encourage the government to be more open about UFO incidents. Remember, you can cite us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.